2 Timothy chapter 2, 5 and 6. Follow the Lord's rules for doing His work. Does the Lord have rules? Name one of them. Love. Definitely the commander-in-chief commanded us to love, right? Believe. Believe my word. Absolutely. Those are awesome statements, aren't they? Do not lie. Absolutely. That's a good one. There's lots of rules. Do not murder. That's another one. Do not fear. Walk in faith. Wow, there is lots of rules in there. If you don't know what these rules are, you need to get in the owner's manual or the war manual and read it what the rules are like. And then you need to obey those rules. Now he says, follow the Lord's rules for doing His work. Just as an athlete either follows the rules or is disqualified and wins no prize. Now, if God told you as a child of God to walk in love and to hold no grudges against anybody, and you get into a grudge with someone, will He discipline you? Well, yes, He will. I mean, He will send a tormenting spirit to torment you, which will, it can either break you financially or it can put cancer or anything else on you, can't it, Joseph? The rules are there and we're going to obey them or we're going to suffer the consequences, right? So God makes the rules. We have to obey the rules or we're going to be disqualified and we're going to win no prize. Now, how would you like to be disqualified and never get another prayer answered as a child of God? Not me. I mean, I want my prayers to be answered, don't you? So I want to walk in obedience to His rules. Then He says, even the hardworking farmers are the first to enjoy the fruit of their labor. That's absolutely right. When a farmer goes out, I mean, whenever the watermelons come in or the cantaloupes come in or the grain comes in or whatever, he's the first one to enjoy the benefits of his labor. Verse 7 and 8. Think about what I'm saying. The Lord will give you understanding in all these things. Never forget that Jesus Christ was a man born into King David's family and that he was raised from the dead. This is the good news. How many gods do you know of, or how many men do you know of in history that there's ever been confirmation that he died and he rose again after he died? Only one. Only Jesus. There is only one God, and his name is Jesus. I have just been given the privilege. We're going back on KKGM 1630 at 7:45 in the morning, and then they're going to give me a 15-minute show at 4:00 to 4:15 a.m. in the morning. So we're going to be on KKGM, the Dallas Metroplex, which is a full-powered AM station, which I was on for about 5 years, and then we went off of there. We're going to be on there again. Yes, praise the Lord. It's a real blessing because we only have to pay for one, and they give us another one free. Now, we've got a couple of stations up in the North Virginia area that's doing that same thing. They charge us for one 15-minute show and then give us another one, and every once in a while, I get tickled. I talked to the lady the other day about paying my bill up there, and she said, do you know so-and-so? And I said, no, ma'am, I have no idea who that is. She said, he has a show on Saturday, and anytime he cannot be here, said, which every once in a while, something happens, he can't be here, he calls us and said, just put Thurman's show on in my place. Said, he loves your teaching, so I don't have a clue what all God's doing, but he's doing some wonderful things, I will say that. Now then, let's go to the verse 9 and 10. And because I preach this good news that Jesus died and rose again on the third day, and Paul said, if I have to suffer, you're going to have to suffer. So if we teach about Jesus, and because I preach this good news, I am suffering and have been chained like a criminal, but the Word of God cannot be chained. Can you imagine anybody throwing you in jail for teaching the best thing that ever could happen to the world? Jesus Christ. But is it happening all over? Yes, it is. People are dying and being beat up and killed and everything. You just don't have any idea, living here in America, how little we have been persecuted. You know, in the church, I was raised in a church most of my life. I never saw a miracle, never saw an answer to prayer, never saw a healing, didn't even know they exist. Never heard about a demon, not one time. And I was in church. I was not a normal church member. I was in church every time the door was opened, and yet I didn't see anything. There's got to be something wrong with a church like that. In this church, I see our King show up on a regular basis. He always shows up for us, does wonderful things for people. But I realize I'm in a battle. And because I preach this good news, I am suffering and have been chained like a criminal. But the word of God cannot be chained. I am willing to endure anything if it will bring salvation and eternal glory in Christ Jesus, those God has chosen. What are we supposed to be willing to endure? Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. If they throw you in jail, so be it. If they throw you in jail, preach to the guys in jail. That's just like me when they told me I couldn't pray over people in the workplace. I told them, you ain't no way you're ever going to shut me up. You know, I mean, I've seen God do too many miracles. So I continued to pray. And of course, whenever they finally fired me after 29 years with the company, of course, it wasn't with that company. That company, they bought us out right at the end, and I was only with them for 7 years. The rest of it, the Christian companies I was with, they were really great men and women of God. You could do the same thing I did. I walked into a place of business where the first day I walked through there, all I heard was women and men cussing, using foul words, throwing the signs at each other all over the place. Like you would never believe in a place of business with 1,000 people in it. The next morning on the way to work, I give the devil a note. I said, Buster, I want you to know I'm moving into Sky Chef and you're moving out. And I'm telling you, in the 7 years I was there, I changed Sky Chef. You go to Sky Chef and ask anybody that was there 7 years ago, do you know Thurman Scrivener? Oh, yeah, that holy crazy guy. Yeah, we know him. He's the guy that prayed for everybody. Yeah, we know him. Everybody knows me. And they know me because I was doing things for my Lord. And that's the way we should be. When we leave a place, they ought to remember who we are. You know that? We need to be remembered as children of the Most High God. Verse 11 and 12. This is a true saying. If we die with him, we'll also live with him. That's what we have to do. We have to die. We have to die to the flesh every day and live unto Jesus Christ. Now, if you die with Christ, you will live and you will actually reign with him. If we endure those hardships, we will reign with him. Everybody wants to reign, but they want it to be easy. You know, they want to come in the morning and they want somebody to fluff up a throne for you and put your pillow on it and then come over and sit down on your throne. Don't tell me I'm going to have to fight to get on this thing this morning. That's not what I want. People, we are passive in the church. I know I was one of those far too many years. He says, if we deny him, he will deny us. You know, I mean, when people tell me, you know, you can't do this or you can't do that, I say, well, it depends on who your God is. I can do this. I can pray for people in public anywhere I want to. It says, he will deny us, verse 13 and 14. If we are unfaithful, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Remind everyone of these things and command them in God's name to stop fighting over words. Such arguments are useless, and they can ruin those who hear them. I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. This last week, one of the pastors of one of the biggest churches in America stood before a congregation of thousands and said the Mormons' religion is a Christian organization. Joel Osteen. And I looked at that and I said, Joel, son, I know you may be young and may be a motivational teacher, but before you start talking about the Mormon church, why don't you get educated on the Mormon church? Because it's obvious you don't know nothing about the Mormon church. If somebody tells me Jesus and Lucifer were brothers, would you agree with that? No, but that's what they teach. And if I were to tell you that God the Father, the one we serve as spirit, that God the Father was a man on another planet, and he finally became good enough to become God, and then he was promoted from that planet to this galaxy, and he became the God of this galaxy. Do you believe that about our God? I don't believe that either. I think that's the biggest lie. That guy, Joseph Smith, he wrote a book full of lies. In fact, one of the men that was a high priest in the Mormon church, Ed Decker. Ed Decker got saved. He was one of the highest priests in the Mormon church in Salt Lake City. And he got saved. He really got saved. And he has spent his life telling and teaching these principles about what they believe and what they, because he's a man that knows what he's talking about. And he said, if you're a Mormon, you're not saved. Well, of course, the pastor of the First Baptist Church over here, you know, he got on national television and said the Mormons are not Christians, they're cults. And he explained a little bit about it. He was very nice and gentle in what he did, but what he said was true. Well, Joel said, I don't agree with so-and-so, the pastor of the Baptist Church in Dallas. He's not right. You know, I've heard Mitt Romney, I've heard him say that he is a believer in Jesus Christ, Well, yeah, he's a believer in Jesus Christ, but there is many Jesus Christ. There's not just one. Now, there is only truly one Jesus Christ, and that's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But the ones that the Mormons worship is not the right one. Now, when I went out there to Salt Lake City, when I prayed for Dr. Gary Young, I'm teaching these people out there about these things while I'm out there for 3 days. I said, this man right here, Dr. Young, all y'all know him. You all know his back was crushed. And you know, I prayed for him on a cell phone from Dallas, and the Lord Jesus Christ instantly healed that man over a cell phone. I said, now I've got one question to ask. When's the last time y'all saw a miracle of this significance in the Mormon church in Salt Lake City, Utah? And Dr. Young himself spoke up and said, we have recorded information for over 100 years. There has never been a healing in the Mormon church in over 100 years. I thought, you know, that sounds almost as bad as the Baptist church that I belong to. Why? Because we didn't pray for nobody. As I taught them these principles about who God really is, I thought, when I walked off from there, I thought, well, all I can say is I left Dr. Young there healed. If I don't do things that pleases God and not do what he says, is he going to do a miracle like that for me? No, he is not. It says, remind everyone of these things and command them in God's name to stop fighting over words. Such arguments are useless and they can ruin those who hear them. So if you're going to stand up on national television and make a statement, if you happen to be a teacher, preacher, or whatever, in God's name, before you make the statement, at least study out the subject you're going to talk about. You know, don't just get up there and make a blatant statement, because you know you could be wrong. But you know how many people, when they hear Joel Osteen make that statement, they're going to think he's a preacher. He could never be wrong. Let me tell you, he can be wrong and he is wrong. Now then, let's go to verse 15 and 16. Work hard so God can approve you. What? I got to work hard? That goes against everything you've been taught in America in the last 20 years. I think since God commanded us to work hard here, I think he meant for us to work hard at whatever we do. You know, so many people today that are Christians, we stand around by the drinking fountain, you know, we stand by the coffee machine, you know, or the drink machine. We don't work diligently.
You've been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Endure Whatever It Takes, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.